Chinese censors capture Skype text conversations, then fail to protect the personal information they collect. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Researchers at the University of Toronto have discovered a large surveillance system in China that monitors, censors, and archives text messages exchanged by customers of Tom Skype. That's a joint venture of eBay-owned Skype, a provider of internet-based voice calls and text chat, and a Chinese internet company. The university's Citizen Lab, a research group that investigates internet censorship, discovered the operation in September and was able to access an archive of messages from inadequately protected Chinese computers. They were able to discover a list of restricted words such as democracy, Falun Gong, and in an apparent attempt to scuttle criticism of how the government handled two recent crises, earthquake and milk powder. The Citizen Lab's Ronald Diebert calls the discovery of the surveillance scheme explosive.
What you have here are the private correspondences of people using a well-known chat platform, in this case the Chinese version of Skype, being monitored. And the system is advertised as providing end-to-end encryption. And for that reason, it's often widely touted as something useful for people at risk, activists, businesses to use for private correspondence. Now, the second half of this is that the servers where all of those surveyed messages were being stored were completely insecure, and we were able to browse through these servers. In fact, we viewed, downloaded, and archived millions of personal correspondences of a politically sensitive nature, sensitive business information, bank card information.
So we know now that this is happening in China. Is there any indication that Skype conversations are being monitored and censored elsewhere?
Well, the system was operating through Tom Skype, which is a partner of Skype, a Chinese version of Skype, that's run by the Tom Wireless Network in China. However, our analysis showed that messages from regular Skype users to Tom Skype users were affected by the surveillance system as well. In fact, we tested this ourselves in the lab by sending messages to Tom Skype with the filtered keywords, and they ended up in the archives in China, which we collected ourselves. 95% of the messages were of Chinese origin, but also collected were messages from regular Skype users around the world.
So we know that Beijing engages in very extensive monitoring and censoring of internet traffic, but is there anybody else complicit in this? Is this eBay's fault at all, since they own Skype?
Well, it's hard to say. You have to ask the company how much they knew about what their partner was doing in China. At the very least, though, there has not been proper due diligence by the company itself, I would say, because here their partner was engaged in a massive surveillance contrary to its own usage policies and public declarations.
That's Ronald Diebert of the Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto. eBay did not respond to our request for an interview, but told the New York Times it expressed concern to its Chinese partner that the archived chats were not adequately protected. eBay would not comment to the Times about the monitoring itself. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.